And maybe turn to Hebrews chapter 4. There's a beautiful picture in the Old Testament, and obviously we don't have time to look at it. But I was just thinking about the fact, when we sang that hymn, Hebrews 4 and 14, "Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and help, find grace and to help in time of need." One of the most wonderful facts of Christianity is that there is a man in the glory, and Jesus became something in resurrection that he was not before, and that was a priest. And he is there in the presence of God for you and me to appear in the presence of God. He's the author and finisher of faith. He's walked this pathway. And as we leave here, sometimes it's encouraging when a brother says, "Well, I'll be praying for you," but to realize that the Lord is interceding for us. And if you turn back to the 28th or 29th chapter of Exodus, or perhaps also the 39th chapter of Exodus, you could find in great detail the garments of the priest. He had the robe of blue. He was a heavenly man. And he had the ephod. And he had on his shoulders the two onyx stones with the names engraved upon his shoulders. Now, this is a picture. Isn't it a wonderful thing to think that there is a man in the glory at the right hand of God, and your name is engraved upon his shoulders in the place of power? And then collectively, in a sense, there are two stones there, the names of the six tribes on either stone. But on the breastplate, there were the 12 stones, each individual and different, each with their different light and their name engraved upon them. And so we're each different. And the Lord knows each of our particular weaknesses and needs, and he's interceding on us. It's wonderful to read the intelligence of Jacob as he blessed his sons, and he saw the lot of each one. And the Lord knows us as an individual, and he appears in the presence of God for us, knowing what we are and interceding for us. And what an encouraging thing. And then there was the Urim and the Thummim, lights and perfections. And each one of these things, I may say, were set in sockets of pure gold, is that God cannot cease to be what he is, that is righteous and holy. But this Urim and Thummim, they would come and inquire of the high priest, David did. But the high priest stood before the mercy seat. And you know, when Moses went up into the mountain and he had those tables of stone, he brought them down into the camp and he saw that the people had broken every one of those commandments. He smashed the tables of stone, not in a fit of anger, but in divine intelligence. Because had he brought the law in, who would stand? Which of us could stand before God on the basis of pure law? But he made it an ark, a picture of Christ. He was instructed to make an ark of wood that speaks of humanity covered with pure gold. That was divine righteousness. And he was to put the second time that the law was given, to put it into that ark. He told Moses, "When you make this ark, I'm going to tell you what to put into it." And he put those tables of stone in there, and he covered it with a mercy seat that was covered with pure gold. God cannot cease to be holy, and he will not cease to be holy. But what was sprinkled on that mercy seat was blood. And so he could come and inquire with the Urim and the Thummim and the high priest before this mercy seat and look towards the perfect law of God. But what did he see? A mercy seat covered with blood. And so there is one in high in the glory who knows what the will of God is for our lives. He's in the place of power. He knows what our weaknesses and failures are. Our names are graven in bright stones upon his shoulders, collectively, if I may put it this way, and individually upon his breastplate. He carries them there. And he has a mitre on his head, and it says, "Holiness to the Lord." And this picture, we don't have time to take, and I've gone past already, I'm sorry, But just to think, if there is one there, we have every resource to walk in this pathway and end this pathway with joy. There is one there praying. Whether you're a child in public school with a problem or a businessman with 100 employees, there is one there in the glory who knows exactly what you're going through, and he can intercede for you and not in any way diminish the righteousness of God, but intercede for you that we might walk on the pathway in a way that is pleasing to him.